Episode 2900, A Thrill of Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, team at
Happy, happy day, and Merry Christmas. It has finally come. The day has arrived. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It truly is a thrill of hope. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I want to give a big, huge welcome home to pray.com and our family out there. We are joining with them and partnering with them in an incredible adventure. And so January 3rd, mark your calendars. Yes, all I can say is Pray TV, be here. But for now, you can enjoy our daily podcast every single day right here. I look forward to getting to know you and serving you. God has something incredible in store for you. It is Christmas Day, and Christmas is a time of hope and joy, even in the midst of challenges and difficulties. May this special day bring warmth and happiness to you and those you love, a thrill of hope. Merry Christmas. You know, this special time is meant to be spent with those you love. So today, let's read from the book that gives us a glimpse of a babe who changed the world. The book is the Bible. Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. A thrill of hope. God kept his promise. He sent his only son, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What is your reason for this season? Are you willing to play it safe and keep doing what you know because of the comfort that it shows? Or is God prodding you in a different direction that is stirring your heart, yet causing pause because you may fall apart? Too many things, too many deadlines. Are you willing to surrender your gifts to God? Are you willing to give him everything? To love deeper, to grow stronger, and to have faith no matter where you find yourself? My prayer, my friend, for you, this beautiful Christmas day, may God unwrap the gift you present him as a token of your one and only. Fill your heart with kingdom dreams, a thrill of hope as you create your now. From my family to yours, many blessings this beautiful Christmas season. Mele Kalikimaka. Merry Christmas.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.